Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Right, welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional Scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's professional Scrum trainer Todd Miller. We are PSTs with Scrum.org. We teach a lot of classes. Check out the description for more info. We wrote a book, Fixing Your Scrum. Check out the description for more info. Like and subscribe. Never miss a video. We'll show you the socials at the end. Todd, let's jump into it.
Yeah.
We're on our relationship series, right?
Yeah. Relationship collaboration series.
Today's question, how does collaboration happen on or within a Scrum team?
You know, it's interesting, Ryan, because we picked different accountability interactions, product owner, developers, yep. Scrum master, developers, product owner, Scrum master. And it's kind of weird to think about, but there is a like whole team picture here when we talk about collaboration, isn't there?
There is. We've got the interplay of the three accountabilities and how that looks and what happens if all three are not in sync and working together. And I really like some of these. Now, this is actually, we did not make this stuff up. This came from a recent class that we taught. This is an activity that Todd and I run in a few of our courses. And so this is real stuff. And so how do these roles collaborate? What I really like is that someone put the Scrum events up there. Each Scrum event is an opportunity for the accountabilities to come together, and not always all together, but they're typically doing things that benefit the whole, right? Even like daily Scrum, for example, Todd, even though it's just the developers, they're keeping their progress transparent, which helps the product owner. Right. And it creates opportunities for a Scrum master to maybe see an impediment if things haven't moved. Right. And so what they're doing is keeping things transparent. They're keeping information fresh. They're interacting in certain events altogether, like the review or the retrospective or sprint planning. They're working together all throughout the sprint. But it's really awesome that the events really bring that collaboration to the forefront.
Yeah, and you make a point here, just because we got stuff on video, I'm going to change this to Scrum events. And then, you know, to build on what you were saying here, the team utilizes, like, this is a great statement. The team utilizes the three unique accountabilities, I'll change this then, in a complementary way, relying on each other to complete the overall strategy to develop a product with vet. This is an awesome statement, right? So we have three unique accountabilities, right? And these accountabilities don't always agree on everything, right?
No, they do not. And that productive conflict is actually awesome when it's geared towards solving a problem, because the product owner has different interests than the developers have different interests than the Scrum master. And like, they're all trying to hit the product goal and the sprint goal, but they have different concerns that are going to sometimes collide or be in opposition. They cannot collaborate and sort through that, Todd, we get increased risk. We get quality issues. We don't deliver. The backlog becomes sprawling and out of control. The definition of done isn't well. All the things that we basically captured in Fixing Your Scrum, all of the anti-patterns it basically stems from people not collaborating together, right?
Yeah. And like we called out these individual things, and really that could be happening, but the whole team's not collaborating, which is is another issue. And that's why I think, you know, I think we had a little bit of debate. Do we do the scrum team here? And it's absolutely, because even the scrum guide, right? Scrum Guide 2020 says that the definition of done is the scrum team defines it. Right. And that's a very interesting point of collaboration too, when it comes to making done the completedness of your work transparent. I think that's another insightful thing here. And shipping, getting to done.
Well, how do we keep a scrum team focused on a product goal when they don't collaborate?
Yeah.
And if we're not focused on a product goal, what are we building? Are we building things that people want, or are we building the things that we want to do? Yeah. And there's a difference, right?
Yeah. And you could say that you could have a team whose product owner has said that there should be focus on a product goal, but they don't. Right. So, and then you start seeing all these things over here, right? Moving over here, create or generate risk if they're not collaborating. Right.
Todd, we might get a follow-up question. Maybe we can nail it with the last minute here. Who's accountable for ensuring that the scrum team is collaborating well together?
Actually, I don't know that we need a whole minute for that, Ryan. I think we just need the ability to say two words, and that's Scrum Master, right?
Perfect.
And I think a Scrum Master, in going back to our series that we've done this week so far, more to come, by the way, is that a Scrum Master needs to really help all those interactions, right? They need to enable all those interactions. They don't need to necessarily be there, but they need to really make sure that stuff is happening, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It is part of their accountability. The Scrum Master failing in this accountability spawns many of the anti-patterns you see on the right. If you're a Scrum Master struggling with this, we don't get rich off the book, but we did put a lot in fixing your Scrum that helps with these situations. We give you experiments. We give you ways to diagnose it. If you're struggling with this, let us know. Maybe we will do some future videos if you ask about these things directly, but the book really does help. And I think it's going to be on sale in the next week or two due to Thanksgiving, and we will figure out how to get some discount codes out there to you. But this is an area, like, we're passionate here. We really want everyone collaborating and working well together. And Scrum Masters, this is where you got to step up and really help make this happen.
100%. Yeah. I think that, Ryan, can I give it away that it's probably end screen time?
You are correct. All right. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss a video. Check out socials. LinkedIn and Twitter are pretty active. Facebook is coming up behind. We're still trying to figure out what to do with Instagram. If you have ideas, let us know. Maybe we should travel the country and show us with pictures of our book in different places. What do you think, Todd?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. All right. Some videos are going to pop up here. And we think you're going to like them. Keep watching these videos. We've heard that they're helping out in a lot of different ways. And we just love hearing that. We got some great emails this morning from people who are using the videos to do great things in their lives and for their teams. Keep it up. Let us know. Leave us some comments. Leave us some questions. We love the interaction. Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward. Do some great Scrum things. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!